Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we here. Shut 'em down radio. This is Dirty Sallow. You know what we do. The number is 515-605-9845. We got a call already, but we got to get this introduction right. So let me get this introduction right. So we're doing an interview tonight. It's going to be a decent interview with your girl Twix. Twix. So we got a caller. 323, you're online. Let's go.
Hi, this is Twix. I was calling to talk with you, Shiloh.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be online with you tonight.
Appreciate it, mutually. Now, Twix, how did you start your career as far as entertainment, and what gave you the drive to do it?
I started because I had a friend that was an indie artist, and I seen how hard he was working. Entertainment has always been a part of what I did from right out of high school. I was helping promote different comedians, their shows, things like that. And it was something that I enjoyed, but I started my career in social work for convalescent hospitals. But as I was
doing that,
I ran into someone, really piqued my interest and kind of rerouted me back into the entertainment industry just because I seen how hard he was working as an independent artist, and I wanted to do whatever I could to make sure people knew about him.
Right.
So that's pretty much how I got started.
Okay. So how many artists did you work with for, journey with your show? Because I know you have a live show. So speak on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I've worked with hundreds of indie artists, and I'm very proud to say that. On my quest to make sure that this particular artist was getting the shine that I thought he deserved, I ran into a DJ, which is now my business partner. His name is DJ Booyah out of Los Angeles, California. And I wanted to put on live shows, again, wanting to bring light for anyone who was trying to do their best to get their artistry out there. So I would go and get contracts with different venues, different clubs in the area. This is in Los Angeles at the time, and was able to lock in a really exclusive club in Hollywood, and I was excited about that, and I was that was called The Steady.
Okay.
That was The Steady, and we were able to get a lot of artists that maybe would have never been able to perform in the Hollywood area the opportunity to do so and showcase their talent. So once the pandemic hit, it threw a curveball and everything. Of course, I need people to be gathering together, and that was just the exact opposite of what the pandemic allowed us to do. So I had to find another way by rebranding in a way of still honoring those indie artists by doing IG live shows where I can actually have a conversation with each one. Where they can tell me about them, why they are, who they are, how they got to the position where they are, and where they plan on taking their career. So it's been an honor. I've been doing those shows for about a year now, and I'm just very grateful to be able to do so.
That's nice. Now, having your own show and being independent opposed to, I know you work with other people, such as, clubs and that nature. But how do people perceive you for as being a woman and being in the industry and, doing shows, especially male artists, female artists, And also, it's a two-part question.
Yes.
Do you interview other people other than musicians?
Okay, so the first part is it was interesting at first because when people see Twix Mix Productions, it's not my face as my my logo.
Right.
So a lot of times people think that I am a man because
mm-hmm.
of how hard I go on promotion or the things that I do. So once I started the IG Live, the people that didn't realize that I was a woman did show me that respect. But, you know, it all goes about how you handle yourself.
That's correct.
It's not hard to gain traction
right.
when you're willing to do things outside of your moral compass. For me, I
well
stay
said.
Real diligent to what I do.
Okay.
I really stay on my square. And I do that for more than one reason. One, my moral compass is strong. For two, I never want to convey or misconstrue who I am to anyone that I do business with or that I build relationships with. As you know, this industry is tightly based on the relationships that you build with people. And if you give them any type of thought that you may not be about what you say you're about, they're not going to respect whatever it is that you're doing, no matter how good it is or whatever product you're selling. So I do my best to stay true to who I am, and it's gone very well, you know, to date. So I'm
right.
very grateful for that. And yes, I do. Now I have a show every night, Monday through Friday. Mondays is with the vegan queen Cherie, as you know, and I want to give her a shout out real quick because she is the reason
yeah,
why I get to talk with you tonight. So thank you
her.
To the queen for that. But we do a show called The Wind Down where we focus on business practices and health. As you know, she's a vegan. And so we like to give people different thoughts to help them share different ideas about healthier eating habits as well as different ways of building their practice, building their brand, giving them maybe insights that they weren't aware of, and introducing them to people who are in business or who are in health that can
mm-hmm.
give them a different insight and educate us on maybe some things that we didn't know.
Right.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do a show called Let's Talk About It, and that I host independently. And I'll have anyone on there because everybody has a voice, Shiloh, you know what I mean? And you have
yeah, that's
a right
correct.
To get it to be heard. And not a lot
right.
of opportunities are out there for people who just want to be heard. There's always a gimmick or there's always a catch to something, and I do my best
yeah,
by not allowing people to, I mean, not making people feel like you have to do something for me in order for me to
right.
do something for you. So it gets real tricky because, of course, my heart is giving.
Mm-hmm.
So monetarily, it doesn't always work out in my best interest, you know.
I know
but,
what you mean. I'm in radio, so I know.
Yeah, so, but because I love what I do, it takes that sting away. So I still have to come up with creative ways of getting bills paid because that doesn't go anywhere no matter how good your heart is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then on Wednesdays, I have a show with three girlfriends of mine, and it's called Bitches to Queens. And we do that because we just talk about life topics, whatever is really going on in the world, whether we're talking about. Our next show is The Butterfly Effect. And as you know, it's like one simple
thing
could change everything.
Right.
It could change everything. So we're going to get into that next Wednesday night. And we just kind of talk about. Yeah, absolutely. We talk about things that are pertaining to everyday life, parenting, womanhood.
Right.
We have men that come on there. And we call them, I don't, you know, particularly like the N word, so I don't say it, but, you know, they go the N to kings, and we are bitches
mm-hmm.
to queens. You know, just showing that there's a transition that can take place if you're willing to mature, and maturity is a choice.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
We do not have we have no choice when it comes to us getting older, but we do have a choice of how we mature into those older ages. Some people are 50, 60 years old still acting as if they're 22 with no direction. So
I
we just
agree
try to,
you
know, yeah,
yeah,
we try to bring light to those type of things. And then Fridays is Let's Talk About It with Raw and Uncut, and that is with Willie Mammoth. He is a artist, entertainer, writer, actor out of Long Beach, California. And what he and I do is we go right back to the music, and we invite artists on there that, you know, are really have something to say. We let them break down 7 to 8 songs and just really go in depth on how that song came to be. What is it that you're conveying through your lyrics, you know, and things like that. So,
I like that.
You know, it's a pretty – thank you. It's a pretty busy week, but – we do our best to stay consistent. Life happens. So there's some shows that, you know, we have to miss. But at the same time, we try to do our best to stick with it, you know, and just to give people the opportunity to obtain content. Because, as you know, that's another problem, right? Some people cannot afford to go out and have an interview done, or some people can't afford to go have videos done. And then some people do not know what to talk about if they go on live. So I try to help them by at least having some sort of footage where they can utilize that, chop it up, whatever they want to do for their own promotional needs, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
I want to just expound on what you're saying.
Because,
you know, people don't understand being a radio host and you're talking to different people. You know, a lot of times when you do interviews, right, a lot of people – don't know how to, you know, converse. I'm just keeping it real. Like, you know, so like you said, you know, you try to help them, enable them to, you know, be more comfortable, you know, especially when you're doing something live, because a lot of people like pre-recorded. They want you to send questions to them and, you know, things of that nature. Now, the thing about indie artists, what I respect about them is they grind, but also you still got to contribute. So that's how I feel. You know, sometimes you know, you hear the music, you're like, okay, you know, but still, it's all a process. It's a due process. You got bills to pay as far as your show. Nothing's for free. You understand?
Yeah.
So, so the interviews you did, you got a lot of different segments, and I think that's very good. Plus, also, you know, a lot of people don't want to communicate, you know, as far as, you know, the world is just music, you know. So I feel like as a... you know, entertainer or radio host or whatever you are, entrepreneur, you need to be well-rounded, you know, to be able to talk about any topic. Right. Now, let me ask you this question. So say, for instance, is an artist, right, but their music is like, not up to par, but they're a good person. Would you, A, do the interview or would you decline?
No, I don't want to do that because there's sometimes I've worked with so many artists that I've seen people evolve. And one of the highlights in what I do is working from the ground up. I get to meet people who are exploring and trying to figure out if this is something that they really want to do. And that was one of the reasons why Booyah and I wanted to put these shows together, because you know, there's school for everything, right? But when it comes to music, there are some academies, but you have to be on the top of your game or you're not going to get in, and they still want to get paid for, you know what I mean, for the students be attending. So what we did was we gave the opportunity to artists who maybe think that they want to be artists, even if the music wasn't all that good, they may have had, you know, had to open, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it gave them that stage to practice on, to see how they wanted to move around it, to hear how their music sounds, if their mixes are right, if the mic is right, you know. And so if you don't do things like you were just saying, live gives a different output because you don't know what's coming for you and you don't know what's going to happen because it's all live. There's nothing pre-recorded. So the same thing when it comes to indie artists getting on stage. You have to know what that feels like in order to master that craft, that part of it, you know.
That's true.
As you know, it's so many, it's very complex. And one, you have to have the confidence because it's going to be, you know, you're going to share that with the crowd. You're sharing yourself. And if you're not serious about it, you're going to know it, and everybody else is going to know it too.
Yeah, that's true.
So, no, I definitely give people the opportunity. Maybe we'll talk about some strengthening aspects of it, because something that I do as well is artist development, and that's part of it. Is this what you really want to do? If you weren't doing this, what else would you be doing? You know, why are you doing this? Like, I try to ask those type of questions, because sometimes they may not ask themselves this, or they just think, I just want to be in the studio. I just love making music. You may love to do it, but it may not be your niche, you know? You may be an engineer, or you may be a writer, but your ability to actually get on stage and make what you're saying go across the masses is not an easy task. And they don't know that until they have the opportunity to do it.
Right. And also, I feel like a lot of artists can't take criticism.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the truth. It's like,
right.
If you're
an
artist, who cares about a hater? You know, I feel like everybody has innate talent and craft to make music, do production, do what you want to do. It's how you do it. You understand?
Right. Absolutely.
Because people will sit there and critique somebody like, oh, damn, man, like, you're doing it this way. But if it's working, hey, let it work. You know?
That's right. Now, shows, right?
So you set up shows, too, because you talked about the A&R aspect. And because it's indie, it's independent, a lot of artists feel like they could do it all. So that's a good thing, you know, when you incorporate in, you know, doing the A&R thing, because there's no artist development no more. You understand?
No.
You just throw it up on the internet and boom, you know.
Right.
I ain't giving them no shine either, because we ain't getting paid to, you know, all these names and stuff like that. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no,
now,
for sure.
Right. Now, so do you deal with just rap, or what do you deal with, R&B, jazz, reggae? Like, what do you deal with on your show?
Nothing is off the table. What I've done majority of is hip-hop and R&B. So a lot of rap, a lot of rap. Probably, I would say, 60% rap, 40% R&B. And then if anything else kind of trickles in, I'm there for it. I've had shows where we've had comedians there. We've had R&B artists there. We've had live bands there. It just depends. But I am not opposed to having all different. I'm not going to close myself off. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to keep yourself open to different experiences. And everybody deserves that opportunity. But because I've been so immersed into kind of the rap game, Those are the people that seem to, you know, come toward me most. But I'm not opposed to anything else. So if there's other artists out there that have, you know, a different genre of music, I'm totally open to doing a lot of that too.
Yeah, that's what's up. So now, do you have any merchandise?
Not yet. I did get some masks just to see how it would go over, and it was okay. What during the pandemic when everybody had to, but I'm really looking into getting a specific logo, and once I am confident in that logo, then I'll definitely have merchandise going out for sure.
Exactly, because it's all about branding, you know, about your likeness. So I mean, excuse me, especially like, you know, like I've been doing radio for probably over 10 years, you know, and I dealt with, long time. So, I mean, you know, you always got to innovate yourself and change with the time. So I see you doing that, especially with this pandemic, a.k.a. pandemic or whatever you want to call it. I call it the plandemic.
Yeah,
we all know what's going on. But, you know, I mean, people want to feel good and, you know, feel productive now. You know, it's like, everything is so negative, and, you know, everybody's stressed over my bills. But at least you give them a platform where they can speak out, you know, because that's what people want to do. Call in, you know, have a little fun, and then, you know, go back on to your life, you know, and that's what it's about. So how many shows you did to date?
As far as the IT Live, oh my goodness.
Yes.
You know, I am on, so for Let's Talk About It, I'm probably like at 52 episodes.
Okay.
For The Wind Down, we're into our second season, and
mm-hmm.
our first season, I believe we had like 23, something around there, and then we're into, I think we're at like at our sixth one now in season two. The
right.
Wind Down, we're into season two, and that one is about 40 episodes all together, season one and season two. So I've done quite a bit. I'm over 100 for
right.
sure, maybe like 120
okay,
episodes.
Okay, you getting it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing your thing. Now,
yeah.
monetization, how do you feel
mm-hmm.
about that aspect?
I feel like I could do personally better. I have to
right.
get better on that because, again, my focus is so much on the independent
mm-hmm.
artist that I do not
right.
give myself the time
you
needed
do that.
To exactly. So that's something that I've been working on right now. I am, there's a letter in process where I'm sending out because I want to let people know because they ask me, you know, Twitch, how can I help you? How can I support you? And it's
right.
easy to throw up the Cash App, but then people are like, well, I don't want to just give you money. And I get that, you know? So
right.
my thing is, let me pay me for doing what I already do. Like I already
right.
promote for free.
Say it again.
You know what I mean? But if you're gonna, if you really want to support me, I will go harder for your promotion. I won't just throw something up on my story or, you know, maybe
right.
do a post that eventually comes down. You'll get consistent advertising
mm-hmm.
from Twix Mix Productions, and I have
right.
A promotion package that's already developed, but I'm getting the
mm-hmm.
Verbiage tightened up so that I can, you know, email it out, let people know what's available for them, and then
right.
Go from there. So that's step one of the monetization process, at least for TMP right now. And like
right.
I said before, the merchandise is coming. I just really need to lock in on a logo that I really like. That's something
mm-hmm.
that it's kind of like a tattoo. What you want is going to be on you forever, per se.
Right.
So you want to make sure that it's good, you know, and something that you're happy with. So that's been part
yeah,
of my
tangible.
Yes, for sure.
You know, because
for
you
sure.
know, I sit there right, and you
mm-hmm.
know, since you know we do interviews and stuff like that. excuse me. You know, I go
mm-hmm.
around, I look at other blogs and stuff like that, but I don't hate on nobody blog, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel about the controversy? You know, like the drama, you know, the soap opera, the tea they want to
call
it.
I don't get into it. I don't get into
Me either.
It. I don't
Who
have
cares?
Time for it. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Some of it is entertaining, and that's what I see it as. We have to know how to compartmentalize things. Everything is not for you to take and run with it and go spread some things. People just, it's clickbait. So if you click on it and they hook you, then you need to know what you're hooked on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't just sit there and just be like, oh, take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so if there's something funny, I'll ask. If there's something that brings up a conversation, then, but, you know, I think we all need to really have a clear understanding of what's worth our time
right.
and what's not. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't.
Yeah,
I try my best to not get into anything like that.
Yeah,
if I
like,
can help it.
Yeah, that's the truth. Because you got people
yeah.
that have radio shows that be beefing with each other. Like, who
yeah.
beefs over the internet? Like, just me, per se.
No,
you know, like,
you know what, though, Silo? I think it's because people,
yeah.
a lot of it, I think it's like behind-the-scenes propaganda. And the reason why I
yeah.
say this is because if you and I decided, okay, you know what, this is what we're going
right.
to do. We're going to start hating on each other, and then people are going to want to
yeah,
know
no,
why
right,
are we hating
right.
on each other. So it's going to drive our audience.
Yeah, the rate
is going to
up.
Pick up people. Yeah, but I don't think that it has to be that way. I mean, it takes longer, but, again, like I said, I don't mind it taking longer as long as I'm in forward progression.
I respect that. I respect. See,
yeah.
people don't have no integrity no more. You know, we
For
ain't
sure.
going like, we from the old school. Now, I'm not saying the
mm-hmm.
younger people that's growing up don't have no integrity. But like you
yeah.
said, people are not acting their age. especially mm-hmm. when you're doing something like this, because, you know, you're talking to the world, so you don't know who's listening. And also, I'm just saying this for me, you know,
right.
and then you could, you know, elaborate. So
mm-hmm.
I'm saying this for me. I have never had real hate on my show for somebody hating or something like that. You know, and we all got haters, but I don't even give a shit. Like, keep it real. When you're doing stuff like this, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just go with your gut and you do what you do. But how do you feel about that, you know, as far as the haters?
Fortunately, if I have any, I don't know them.
Okay.
I don't have that heaviness to carry, or those thoughts that kind of, you know, vaguely would cross your mind. Because
right.
even if you don't let it hinder your daily process, it doesn't mean that they're not thoughts that's going to, you
mm-hmm.
know, kind of bug you, just because you know who you are and you don't want people to have the wrong impression of you. And this business is sensitive. Like, you know, people will build you up and tell you how great you are and want to be around you and want to give you the world.
Right.
But then they're building you up almost to tear you down. So you have to be very, very careful of who you're
mm-hmm.
around and the people that and who
right.
wants to be around you and why. Why do these people want to be around me? And were they around me when I really didn't have anything or when I wasn't trying to achieve something? You know what I mean? But if anything I've had
mm-hmm.
to deal with in a, you know, any adversities is I know a lot of people and I respect everything that they do, but because I get along with everybody doesn't mean that everybody I get along with will get along with each other. And that's a very thin line to walk on.
Right.
I don't believe in burning bridges. But I do believe in being respectful, being honest, and I believe in loyalty. So
me too.
It can get real tricky. You know what I mean? So you, again, keeping your circle tight, and even sometimes the tighter
right.
they are, the people still want to come for you. So you just have to know and trust who you're around and be very selective and know that those people in your absence are still going to have your best
mm-hmm.
interest. So, you know.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
I feel like this. You got to build a real power team around you with like
mm-hmm.
minds. You know, I'll give you an example. I had started for my neighborhood, which is Rosedale, Queens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was in another radio show, and then I just, you know, ventured on, you know? But you live and you learn.
That's right.
That's the key component to being successful with what you're trying to contribute to people. And also, they should just respect the fact that you're real.
That's
you know?
Right.
A lot of people is
that's
not
right.
real out here. Go to their radio shows. You know, there's no content. There's no nothing. There's all gimmicks, you know. But
mm-hmm.
look, we grew up with morals and principles. Now, excuse me, you're coming from California, right?
Yes.
What's your perspective on radio personality, you know, as far as California? You know, and how does music play out there?
I mean, like you said, there's always going to be the gimmicks, but I don't think that that's always because of the host. It's the corporation,
right.
and that's one thing that I do appreciate about podcasting and doing independent FM and things like that, because we have better creative control over what's said, who we have on,
right.
Our content, and all of that. So it's hard to say to comment on that only because I don't know what's true and what's a facade. You know, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors when it comes to things. But, I mean, they're successful in what it is they're doing. I'm just not into
mm-hmm.
selling my soul for people or doing something that's, again, against my moral compass. So if it doesn't feel right, I'm not going to do it. But I think for me, podcasting is probably the way to go independently, if possible. So the sponsorship and all of that stuff is very, very much needed.
Right.
And then you have to be careful with that too, right? Because you might get a sponsor that says, I don't want you saying this I'm going to give you this money, but I don't want you saying this. Like, wait, hold on.
Yep.
So you gotta
yeah, I ain't trying to be
careful.
Controlled like a politician. Nah,
yeah,
I ain't doing
no,
that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because they,
we're for
yeah,
the
they want,
people.
Right, exactly. They want you to conform. Mm-hmm. I feel like it ain't nobody to tell our story but us. That's how
mm-hmm.
I feel. You know,
yeah.
Because you have these people that appropriate our culture, monetize mm-hmm. our culture.
Right.
You know, pain or whatever. And we're not going to keep going, oh, man, woe is me, you know, the pain of, you know. But we know our
yeah.
history is real. We know who we are. That'll be another
yeah.
show. But it's just we got to stay on cold when it comes to our,
yeah.
our culture and stuff. Not saying that you can't come on the show and you can't do certain things, but you got to come with respect. It don't come at all.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
How
especially
I feel.
When somebody is trying to do something for you. Because like
yep.
I said, I don't get a lot of things that I can take away from
mm-hmm.
there as far as I can't go out and buy a car after one of my conversations are concluded. I
right
can't go
that.
Out and buy a house. It's not happening like that. So what I really try to make sure to each and every
mm-hmm.
person that I have the honor of speaking with is that I'm doing it for them. You know, this is for you, about you, what are we, you know, and I research each
right.
person. I want to know as much as I can without talking to them, per se, because I want to ask
mm-hmm.
you. Like, I really want it to be an authentic conversation. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to anticipate what you're going to say. So I've had people who wanted to, you know, the questions beforehand and stuff like that, and I honor it. I
mm-hmm.
honor it, but I would prefer. My preference is just to be able to talk to you after I've done whatever research is available, and especially through the music. The music tells everything if you're willing to listen. They
right.
tell their whole life. They're talking to you. They're explaining their experiences or their desires or their
mm-hmm.
dreams. You know what I mean? If you really listen, you'll find out a whole lot about the artist, but sometimes it's just that one, you know, a person has put out a whole project, but if it's not a song on the radio, 9 out of 10 people aren't going to listen to it. But when I go
yeah,
in and I'm researching, I'm researching them, I'm listening to everything from as far back as I can get to through the
mm-hmm.
present, you know, and I'm asking them about it. And that's how I get to see, too, how they've evolved.
Right.
You know, as an artist. So, I mean, that part is what I get. That's what I get to take away of who that person is. But
right.
like you said, you know, that part doesn't pay the bill. So I know,
exactly.
you know I leave it in God's hands, and I really feel
yeah,
like
look.
What I'm doing, the songs I'm doing, it, it's going to come to pass. It's just
yeah,
taking
it will
a little
come to
longer
pass.
Than I would have.
Because first of all, let's get to this, Twix.
Yeah.
People need to appreciate the opportunity.
For sure.
That's the whole premise of doing radio. You should appreciate
yeah.
somebody letting you come to their platform and,
yeah.
you know, displaying their talent.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, you
right.
understand? And taking
yeah,
the time
absolutely.
Because people don't know behind the scenes. We're not going to say everything,
mm-hmm.
but you got to
right.
get things in order. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things, you know, you could be doing or whatever the case
yeah.
may be. But what
yeah.
I'm saying is when you're dedicated, people will see that you're dedicated, and then some things will come. It comes into
That's
fruition.
Right. Right.
right. So definitely.
Yes,
but we're going to go
absolutely.
Into a song right quick, and we're
okay.
going to come back to the interview. Let's get it.
All right.
Yeah. You know, they're shitholes, so fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They're black people.
Right.
Fuck them. I don't even rap hard. I don't even want to fuck with no black people. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I thought I saw the last of them with that motherfucker. And now y'all talking about bringing some more in from these shitholes? Are you fucking crazy? Shithole country. And then we, you know, this is the man who's supposed to be your leader.
Right.
You know?
As the president Babylon, it's evident this the fall of the Babylon. They say racism dead, I say where has it gone? We gotta travel this road of life, what our hazards on. Yeah, black skin is a curse, they calling us super predators. Black men are the worst. See, they got us trapped in and it hurts. If you ain't know, then you about to get patched in with this verse. It's real here, brothers in wheelchairs, bullets in their back, blood stains are still here. Children in jail cells, killer be killed here. They taught in our neighborhoods, how can we build here? They label us all thugs, say we do all drugs. We act like it's all good, they tell us it's all love. I come from a small hood, a place that they all judge. They say that they want peace, they looking for more blood. They locking us all down, like fuck it, we all brown. They put us in a big jail, right in a small town. Then we get money up, then go tear them all down. They give us dough, we give it right back. We all clowns, we need a change here. This is why I came here, we go through the same shit. We all got the same fear, this shit ain't a game here. You thinking it's all sweet, if you don't hear me, then listen up, it's the God speak. It's pain.
America's been a hypocrite for a long time. So now that a lot of its real feelings are coming out, black people are seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, damn, this shit is still fucked up. You know what I mean? And anybody that seems like they're, you know, with that type of shit, they're not gonna be one to fuck with. You know what I mean? So it just seems like the lesser of two evils. But let's not forget, she called, you know, me and all my brothers super predators.
Super predators.
Back in the day, who the fuck does that mean? You know what I mean?
Pain. They try to hide it, but they hate us niggas bad. They traded them white sheets and replaced it with a badge. See, they never repaid us for the past. They treat us like guinea pigs. They created in the lab. It's wrong. They got an answer for it. Colin Kaepernick, niggas know I ain't standing for it. I speak my mind. I know I probably get slandered for it. Huey, Payne, Newton, get my leather and beret. Today I go Black Panther for it. They took advantage of my race. What if we started pointing hammers in your face? We've been planning our escape. So fuck the coolest monkey in the jungle. This is turning into the planet of the apes. No one shucking and jiving just for surviving. I mastered the road of life and not adjusted my driving. See, I'm accustomed to striving, so you can never use color to set me back. What the fuck is your problem? I'm here. I'm blacker than coal. I rap for my soul. If I'm making you uncomfortable, then that was the goal. Real nigga back in charge. Yeah, we back in control. We was kings before slaves, if you haven't been told. Now listen, dear America, you ain't gotta love me, but you gotta respect me, or this shit'll get ugly. I'm not your buddy, you thinking it's all sweet, but you don't hear me, so listen up as the God speak. Hey.
I know and understand that there's been a lot of fake shit going on for a while. And now all of this shit that was right under the surface is just bubbling back up because, you know, you got someone like Trump in office who's helping to peel back the scab. You know? That's what he's doing, is peeling back the scab and revealing the unhealed wound of America. You know? And, you know, for some people, I think you'd rather see your enemy outright and know where he is.
You hear me?
Yes.
All right. So now, what we were talking about is interviewing, right?
Yes.
So how many interviews you did up to date?
Oh, goodness. So the episodes are about 120. Out of the 120, I would say maybe about 60 or more were interviews, and that's just a guesstimation right there, because it may be more than that. You know, the Let's Talk About It, like I said, I'm already into the 50s, and that right there, they're all interviews. Then when we get to the Raw and Uncut, that has to be another, you know, 20 or 30. So I'm probably pushing 100 really when it comes to interviewing people. But, you know, I've been in customer service my whole life. So it's nothing but another way of, you know, appealing to the customer, making sure that they're happy. What they're getting is quality. You know, it's always quality over quantity. Even doing the shows, I would tell people there could be two people in the audience. There could be 200,000 people in the audience. And it could be 200,000 civilians. But those two or three people, it could be somebody that could change your life forever. So you need to always make sure that you're performing at your highest.
Right. Now, we all had these interviews. You know, I got to ask the controversial ones. Did you ever have a boring interview, like with an artist? And, like, you know, it just wasn't going good.
Not necessarily boring, but I've had some because, you know, they're different personalities, right? So some people are very outgoing and they can't wait to talk to you. A lot of people I already met. So we have that distinction, you know, we can kind of refer back to things that we've experienced together. But then the new people, maybe, you know, they're really good at their artistry, very creative individuals. But they just, like, you know, we were saying earlier, they just do not know how to speak publicly. I meet them where they are, Silo, you know. I meet them where they are.
Right.
So if they're having a problem, maybe I'm asking them a question and they answer it, but they answer it with maybe one or two words. So then I have to lead them, you know, a little bit more than I would have to others. But I don't hold it against them because some people, they've never done it. I've done a lot of them that it's their first time having those types, being in that type of setting. So I try to give them the benefit of the doubt and allow them to be as comfortable with me as possible because everybody is not going to do that. They're going to shut them down or they're going to end the conversation or the interview early.
Right.
And so I try to give an artist the opportunity or entrepreneur, whomever I'm speaking with, the opportunity to sell their product, sell their brand. You know what I mean? This is not just for me to talk to you, but this is also for you to let the world know who you are and what it is that you have to offer it.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
you know,
a typical one. Yeah. I try to lead them into the right direction so they'll be better than their next go-round.
Right. That's the truth because, you know, like even with me doing interviews, you know, I had one rude person. Like, he was so rude, you know, and I was like, look, bro, look, we don't play that over here. Like, you know, and I feel like you, if that ever comes up, it's your show.
Yeah.
You understand? So you should, you know, take initiative and, you know, tell them. That's how I am, you know. It's real.
Absolutely.
It's definitely real.
Well, to that I can say I've had the opportunity to work on it was called the Music Showcase, and the host of that show was Big Gino, and he was a New Yorker. Rest in peace to Gino. He invited me to come on and be a co-host every Friday at Morris Media. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Morris Media Studios in Los Angeles, but that's where it was taped in every Friday, and he showed me a lot of the New York way, you know. So it was very interesting because as much love and everything that he had to give and to offer, he definitely was about his business, and he was very straightforward. You didn't have to really guess what he was thinking because it came right out. It was very blunt, you know, and straight to the point. So that I appreciate it because, I was able to take certain things, tools, and sharpen them working with him. So maybe that's why, you know, I can kind of see things before they're coming and kind of head it off in a way or know what it is that I'm dealing with before it goes too far. But, you know, I'm sure something is going to come for me and I just have to hit it, you know, take it head on, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So 5 years from now, where do you see yourself as far as your radio show?
Oh, my goodness. I see I would love to be syndicated. I would love for Apple to pick me up or for iHeart, you know, to show some interest. I'm around a lot of people who are connected with individuals, so getting the look I know mm-hmm. people are watching, and that's what's so interesting. Like, the numbers may right. not be there, but I know certain people are watching
because, definitely.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I raised my eyebrows. So I'm like, if you're watching, is it something that you haven't seen yet? Because I get good feedback, you know.
Right.
But it's just really interesting. So in 5 years, I would like to see that type of graduation of TMP to be, and if not even that, to still be indie, but just to be on the top of the indie game, so
right.
that I don't have to bend or fold to someone else's contract. I want to be able to still be as authentic as I can and
exactly.
give
be your
that,
own entity.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Yeah, just have the right sponsors in place so that I can actually, like, live out my passion in reality and allow it
right.
to be something that can also, you know, feed my family.
That's right.
So,
and also,
yeah.
I want to commend y'all for being
yeah.
homegirls. You know,
yeah.
Sheree Aesthetics, she got her clothing mm-hmm. line, and y'all
well, yeah.
co-collaborate. So I definitely respect
yeah.
that because they always have this thing with women, like, oh, women can't work in camaraderie and, you know, do
mm-hmm.
things together.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Do you think
it's
a false narrative?
Yes and no. When people,
okay.
you know, I don't wear my hat too tight.
Right.
And I know how to be a leader because I also know how to follow. I know how to
right.
listen, and I know
That's
how to take
real.
Effective criticism. A lot of people don't know how to do that. They think they're coming in with all the answers, and they
mm-hmm.
don't. I know I don't know everything, and I'm willing to learn. There, I may
right.
know how to do something. Somebody may know how to do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's up to me if I want to pay attention and learn how to, again, sharpen this steel, or if I'm
yep.
going to allow it to remain in its current state because I think I know everything. And that's just, I think, kind of the gist of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But Sheree she's about her business, and she
right.
knows where she wants it to go. She's a visionary and very creative, and for that I appreciate. She has a good heart, and like myself, sometimes it takes people a while to really believe she is who she says she is.
Right.
And we have that very much in common. But
that's what's up.
Maybe that's why it works, you know, because we
yeah.
can see each other and we respect each other for who we are and where we are, and we want to do whatever we can to get each other to our highest, you know, achievable goals. There's
right.
no reason why. I mean, nobody gets anywhere alone. Now, you may use stepping stones and leave those stones where they lie, but
exactly.
eventually they're going to come for you. You know what I mean? So you have to treat
yeah.
people with a lot of respect on your climb
yep.
up because you don't know who you're going to meet once you get there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Now,
yeah.
did you ever have people that said they was going to show up, but they didn't show up? Because I had this a couple of times, and, you know, like, real talk. Like, it got
yeah.
real, like, you know, but did you ever have that experience? Well, you know.
Oh, yes, a few times.
Okay.
When we were doing shows, I heard every excuse in the book. Oh, I can't find my keys.
Right.
Oh, I couldn't find my shoe. Oh, I have a hard time. Now, I get it because, one,
mm-hmm.
they're indie artists. Two, we were in Hollywood, and it's not that easy to always get there. In L.A., you have to have a
right.
car. Not like New York, you can just jump on the subway and be gone, you know?
Yeah,
but
out
here,
mm-hmm.
it's just different. It's very spread out.
Right.
So I understood it was irritating. Absolutely. Did it frustrate me? Absolutely. But I had
mm-hmm.
to put the business first, so I just had to fill in the gaps. So, yeah, as far as the live shows, yes. I've had people break their phones, lose their phones, not charge their phones, or be in a position where their internet service was not strong.
Right.
I've had people just simply forget, like, if the interview or the conversation is too far in the future, things
right.
come up. You know, anyone really that's in entertainment, something can come up
right.
in the blink of the eye. You can be doing this right now, and you get a call, and you're off to something else. So I do my best to be sensitive to that reality
mm-hmm.
And not take it personally. But, you know, when you're planning for something and it doesn't come, I've learned to just not allow it to affect me negatively. I just say, you know, it must be time for me to take a break, and this is the universe's way of getting me to that break, or else I would have taken it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So
have callers. So if you want to talk, press 1. You rocking out with Twix. It's going down. Good interview. You know, check her line. Check out her show. Let's go. We got a caller. 510, you online, man. Who we talking to?
Hello. Hi there. Can y'all hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, babies. Hey, guys. It's Cherie from Aesthetic Boutique Vegan Queen. I had to come in and say a few things to my girls. Hey, fellow. How's it going, guys?
That's what's up.
I'm sorry. I was thrown off. I was waiting a few hours.
Right.
But I'm trying to get the word out right now to everyone. But I just like to say really quick and fast, I just want to tell you guys that this beautiful queen is such a one of a kind. And I have been so blessed to have come cross paths with her in this lifetime. I think we might have been someone special in our old lifetime. And we reconnected. But like she said about myself, we are very like-minded, and that's most likely why we work, because she is about her business as well. And she's very, very great and humble at what she does. And she does it from the heart. It's just so attracting. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't take a lot to just be drawn to her and her spirit, because you can tell that it's humble from her heart. And then when you tap into her and check her out and check out her work, she's like just super amazing at what she does. Like, oh, my goodness, this is her gift. Yes.
Yep.
So, oh, my gosh, baby, I'm so happy that you was able to tell your story, because, you know, I know of so many people that wanted to know behind the person that's always, you know, telling everyone, giving them a chance to hear their story. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I appreciate you so much. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh,
because look,
person.
Like,
I love you, Mama.
I watch your lives. You know what I'm saying? The lives are shaking. They popping. Yo, we got another caller. Hold on. We going to put
Thank
this caller online, too. 412.
You,
who we on the line with?
This is Yannicka.
Shut him
down.
Yannicka.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, queen.
Oh,
you are so amazing. I love you so much. Oh, my gosh. I love you, too. Oh, my goodness.
How
are
my
cards? You have a few gifts.
That's what's up.
Wow.
And who are we speaking to? Who are we speaking to?
Oh, one of the dopest violinists in the world.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's what's up.
Violinist. Yes.
Okay.
I had the pleasure of being interviewed by Twix, and she is she really has a special gift to just, like, feel people's, what they're going through. She's so, just gets in touch with your soul. She brings out, like, she had me crying the whole interview, like, we were talking about lives and everything.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
hey, ain't nothing
like,
wrong
really
with that.
She loves you, you know?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so
look.
Amazing. Thank you, queen.
I feel like this, you know, it is a good thing that people from different backgrounds, look, I'm always from the East Coast, you know, the West Coast, we all on the line, we all talking, we all converse, but we are the same people, you know?
Yeah.
People need to knock it off out there, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
For
Absolutely.
Real. You know, we the strongest coast. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Let's get it together.
Yeah.
With this.
We have to.
So, Twix.
We have to. Yes.
So, Twix, see, look, the proof is in the pudding. People calling in, you know, and look, people support people because, look, people always will remember what you did for them. Trust me. They will, it will always come back to you. So, you know, definitely. But what's your new endeavors, like, far as what you're doing currently now? Like, what are you doing now? You know, like new shows or?
Well, I'm thinking about changing my Thursday show. Instead of having 2 days of Let's Talk About It, I'm thinking about doing something different. I don't want to speak on it yet because it's going to be a little bit of a surprise. And then
right.
for the wind down, we may be adding a new day because we have Mondays already locked in, but then we may
okay.
do a early show on Wednesdays and then before my 7 p.m. show. So
right.
we've kind of been playing around with special Wednesday guests, and I'll
okay.
see how things go from there, but we may be adding an additional day.
Right.
Sundays, we do have a 20-minute pre-wind-down show that the Vegan Queen and I just started. And that's just
mm-hmm.
to kind of give just a preliminary of what's coming up in the week, what we have going on, what guest is going to be showing up on that Monday,
right.
and get people prepared because the Queen likes to give things away, fellow. She loves to give
yeah,
gifts.
Yeah, let's talk
and
about
so,
that. Y'all talk
so,
about that, you know.
So
word,
she loves to give
the giveaways.
Gifts, so. Yeah, so when people, if you really do your homework and you go through and you also do your research
right.
on our special guest of the day and you're listening to the conversation we're having, you will be able to
mm-hmm.
win one of her amazing gifts out of her boutique. And she always
That's
has some phenomenal
up.
Things. And the best part about it is they're all animal friendly. So there's nothing
right.
that she sells that has harmed the animal in any way, shape, or form. And that goes
right.
a long way, you know. And it's something you can be proud about putting on or applying
mm-hmm.
to your skin, you know, lashes
right.
and glosses and lipstick
exactly.
and jewelry and clothes. She has everything,
right.
shoes, you know. So
right.
That's one of the highlights of the show is her giveaways. So we
mm-hmm.
make sure that everybody knows what's going on in that Wednesday preliminary show,
right.
and then we go on, you know. But,
and I'm
ha-
sure. yeah. yeah, I'm happy you brought that up because a lot of people don't understand. Most of them products have pork in it,
yeah.
swine. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I know y'all know because, I mean, you know, veganism and, you know, stuff like that, and we
mm-hmm.
need to stick to the dietary laws. So. I'm happy you
yeah.
talk about that because especially
mm-hmm.
in these prevalent times where, you know, people are getting that kiwi juice vaccinations and, you know, all kind of extraterrestrial things in them. You know, you got to cleanse yourself. You got to, you know, take care of your body, you know, and
right.
use animal-free products, you know, natural products, you know. Say,
mm-hmm.
grind up a pineapple and put it in your head. Do something different. Like, you know, all this chemicals, like, you know.
Everything, yeah, yeah. Definitely
the truth.
Things are out here. One really connects to another, and if people really don't seem to understand that, I like to give the analogy of medicine.
Yep.
You'll go to the doctor, you'll be diagnosed with one thing, they'll give you a medication for it, and before you
well,
know it, now
one.
You have complications somewhere else because that medication has now complicated another
right.
organ or another part of your system. And now you have to take
mm-hmm.
additional medications because of it. So we just, anything that we can do
right.
to heal ourselves via food, water, air, exercise, even connecting with the earth, we
That's
have
right.
to do it. You know what I mean? We have to do it. We have to find some patch of grass, sand, soil somewhere and just
right.
really go barefoot and just really connect with the earth as
yeah,
much
and
as
ground
we can
yourself
so we
with
don't
the
forget.
Earth. I know about
right.
all that stuff.
Yeah,
right.
we
now,
cannot forget.
What I, right. What I like is because you're capturing life, you know?
Yeah.
And it's always a snapshot, time capsule, and you're definitely doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Thank
and,
you.
You're welcome, you know? Sheree, you on the phone with Aesthetics? You still online? I think so. She's
yeah.
on the line. But y'all did a great podcast.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry I have muted, guys. I'm here listening in the background. Yes.
Right. Y'all did a good job with Face to God, man. You from Far Rockaway.
Yes.
You're a phenomenal artist. So,
yes.
you know,
yes.
everything is in conjunction. And you know what I think we need to do? We need to do a Shut 'Em Down Twitch production collaboration on something. Put out an
oh
album.
Oh, my God,
right?
That would be so amazing. Yes.
It really would.
We could do something
I'm
like
here
that,
for
you know?
It. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're about, you know? We showing them how to do it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this.
Yes.
Look, pat your own self on your back.
For real. He's hilarious.
Sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back, because when you're doing stuff like this to the public, you know, it's a lot, you know. But, hey, it's something you got to love, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you have something to say.
Right.
So definitely. Right. But this was a great interview. Any closing words?
I just want to tell you thank you. I want to shout out the Vegan Queen Cherie and Yannicka. Thank you both so much for calling in today. I want to tell my DJ, Booyah, I love you, and I thank you for everything that you've done with me for Twix Mix Productions and otherwise, to my family for supporting me and what I do, and to my mentor, Dino Brown, for always giving me good insight. And
rest in peace.
Shuttle, thank you. Thank you
anytime,
for the opportunity to speak with you today.
I'd like to say one thing, guys, too, really quick, is that Miss Tanika is one of the most strongest ever, wittiest, most black queens ever. And I just want to tell you that we all go through challenges in life, and I just want to say that, baby girls, please keep standing strong, because you're doing an awesome job, and we need your energy. Like, so you're stuck with us now. we want to keep your energy going.
Yeah, you ready on that? So we trying to live.
Yes, we love you. Stay strong. You are you inspire me, baby girl. I love you so much. Keep going.
I love you.
That's
too.
What I'm
absolutely
talking about.
Thank you for sure.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
I need a drop for Shut 'Em Down Radio. So let's go.
You are now listening to the one and only Silo on Shut 'Em Down Records. Shut 'Em Down Radio FM.
That's what I'm talking about. And check out Twix Productions on all social media and support. And also send that money in. We out of here.
That's
all right. Hey.
Peace.
Woo!
Later. All right, later. Peace.
Bye. All right. Oh, that was nice. Okay.